Welcome back to Wyoming Sports Talk today, LCCC Coaches Show. We get to talk to LCCC Golden Eagles head coach Jason Ficca, picking up a big win last night as they defeat Western Wyoming. And Coach, thanks for joining us today on the program. I know you are, correct me if I'm wrong, you're down in the Mile High City watching little hoops down there?
Yeah, we are. We are on our way there tonight. So it's a light day for us practice-wise. And a heavy day for us in the classroom, so that kind of makes it a light day for us in the practice. So we figure it's a good day to get out.
Is this kind of recruiting almost goes all year round for you, but is this a good shot at doing some recruiting? Or are there certain times where there's no touch on a player?
We can pretty much work year round at it, but obviously we're right in the height of the high school season too, so it's the right time for us to get out when we can, but certainly we're working on recruiting year round.
For you, at least again, having that opportunity to go down and recruit again, going down to Denver, Colorado, where again you got a lot of prospects that are on your team from that metro area. But let's focus so about last night's game against Western Wyoming, seeing the Mustangs 97-85 victory in favor of your Golden Eagles. You finally got back on the winning track after again a few kind of tough goes at it there in the rack. Tyrese Potoma. Guy was unconscious there in the first half, again, from behind the arc. Again, 100% perfect at half. Again, had a little bit of, at least a few difficulties, though, in the second half, but still a phenomenal effort by Tyrese Potoma. But just give us your thoughts, though, cumulatively, about last night's win.
Well, as I was driving here earlier, I thought, that kind of reminded me of the performance we had last year at Northeastern Colorado, where we were just really couldn't really do anything wrong on either end of the court. And that's how that was. That was as good a half in the first half as certainly as that one was last year. And that's for a half performance, that's just right up there in the top two or three that we've had in almost 12 years here. So it was really good. And Tyrese set the tone, making those shots early, but then other guys knocked him in too. Courtney Dean, Mateo Zocco, Stefan Manzi knocked one in. Hayden Cowley. I think we had five guys hit a three in the first half, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm not sure we've had that in a long time. Five different guys hit a three and a half.
Coach, let's talk about the return of Kyle Cabs. And again, Kyle at 6'6". Freshman from the Denver, Colorado area, by the way. Again, he was kind of gimping around since that injury at Trinidad State, and he tried a couple times to come back, and it just got progressively, or let's just say it was just a pain in the rear for him, and he couldn't play. But last night he went out there and he played uninhibited, and shook a little ring rust off, but I think you had to be a little bit pleased with his play on the floor.
Yeah, he was really good. And watching the video today of the game, his value in that game and moving forward, it just can't be understated. There was several times his first two field goals were layups, and then in both occasions he turned around and got back and made the defensive play on the other end. I mean, his inline to he's a great 200 meter sprinter, and when he gets up and moves, he can really cover some ground. And just the way he defended and ran the floor, it really, really, I think, uplifted our team. Not only the way he played, but just having an extra body to rotate in there gave some guys some rest, and so they had fresher legs. I thought Courtney Dean had fresher legs, and Mateo Zocco had fresher legs, and I think that was all in part due to Kyle's presence and being able to rotate players, and then him guys rising up to his level of activity as well.
We talk about the wide bodies on the other teams that we've been facing, but I'm gonna pick on Mateo, and then I'm gonna even throw a Courtney Dean in the mold when he's 100% healthy, and even Kyle. These guys are not afraid to go inside and go up against those big bodies. These guys, matter of fact, Mateo, really upper body wise, he's a pretty strong kid. These guys are, you know, they like to get in there, and whether they toss it up from about 7-8 feet or go all the way to the bucket, you got to be impressed with the force that these guys bring to the inside.
No, I like the way all those guys play and their style of play, attacking the rim. Mateo's got the most developed body of those three guys. You talked about Courtney and Kyle and Mateo, but that gives Courtney and Kyle something to work on in the spring and the summer. You know, I think they both see it now that they've got to do some great things with their body here in the off season, especially. But the way they play, the aggression with which those guys attack the rim, and you know Courtney is now starting to stroke the jumper a little bit. Kyle needs to, you know, that's the other thing Kyle needs to develop here in the off season is a consistent jump shot. If we were watching video today, Dwayne and I, and we just both said, boy, if Kyle had a consistent jump shot, he'd be tough. Tough player, he'd be really, really good. So that's the biggest hole for him in his game. But you know, right now he was a big boost to us last night.
And you could certainly see it, especially there in that first half. Again, a near perfect almost first half for LCCC, especially, again, led by Tyrese Batoma, again, led 60-33 at halftime. Now getting into the second half of that contest, it seemed like it was kind of reminiscent of what games in the past, or at least kind of recent, against Sheridan, against Central Wyoming, where that second half kind of becomes an issue for LCCC, and it almost had that similar feeling in that contest last night against Western Wyoming, where they kind of went on a bit of a charge. We had difficulty on the offensive side, but did you have that feeling as well, too, at least watching that second half of, oh, no, here we go again?
You know, I didn't ever feel like they had a really, yeah, they whittled it down the score, but I think they got it to 12, but there was under 3 minutes left. Time and score, I didn't think we were ever really in serious jeopardy of losing the game. I thought Western Wyoming did a good job of kind of making the second half, making it ugly, and, you know, there was a lot of fouls called, a lot of trips to the free throw line. And, yeah, we fell into it a little bit. You know, we did some tit-for-tat. You fouled me. I fouled you, which is unfortunate. But, you know, overall, I thought, you know, it was a good win. And, you know, Western Wyoming did a good job making a charge, which, you know, I think that's the halftime speech. Hey, guys, we got nothing left to lose here. Just put your head down and go at them and be aggressive with your hands and see what you can get away with, see if you can cause a couple turnovers and things like that. And overall, we didn't turn the ball over excessively. We didn't shoot the ball that great, but, you know, other than that, it was a solid overall performance. So I'm not disappointed with the second half, other than that we fell into that a little bit. We fell into making the game ugly.
Coach, you know, we had this discussion last year with your squad, and I know you pretty much stayed man-on-man throughout the course of the season. This year, you've done a little man, and you've dropped into the 2-3. Which defense right now is the one that you are seeing as most successful for the guys?
I think we're going to stay pretty – the terminology we're using is zone-heavy, maybe – two-thirds of a game, which is probably where we were at, maybe two-thirds or three-quarters of the game. The whole first half last night we were in zone, and then we probably played about 50-50 zone and man in the second half. So right now it's looking like the zone. We made an adjustment going into this game with the zone. We shifted everything up higher, and we saw that in scouting Western Wyoming. We were watching one of their games against Eastern Utah, and that's where Eastern Utah was setting up their zone, and we thought, that's what we need to be doing. So we worked on it for a day, and the guys put it into the game, and I thought it was really effective. It made a huge difference in the effectiveness of our zone by having our guards set up almost to the midcourt line or somewhere around, you know, between the circles, and then our front line setting up basically toes on the free throw line. I thought it got them running their offense out really high and gave us so much more time to make the rotations we had to make. And I thought it was a big factor in that first half.
David Appelgren last night had an off-night shooting, which happens, but again, you know, he still did some good things on the defensive side. What did you see as you had a chance to look at it? Was David just trying to rush things last night? I mean, he drew a crowd every time he had the basketball in his hand.
Yeah, I think I think sometimes when David gets against, you know, he had at least 6 inches of height on, I think, about everybody that guarded him. And sometimes, you know, when he sees somebody, so he wants to get it up quick. Like, okay, I'm just going to go quick with this because this guy's smaller than me. He can't block it, which, you know, it wasn't going in that well for him. I didn't realize, I think he went 1 for 7 or 1 for 8. I didn't realize that he only made one field goal, and it was a dunk. I thought he was scoring more than that. He went to the free throw line a few times. So overall, you know, we do a grade sheet on the offensive, or on the performance of our guys, and he graded out very well with his efficiency rating when you factor in the free throws and the block shots. So he even not scoring, he was a major factor in the game, which is a very nice thing to have on your team, someone who can make that big of an impact without scoring the basketball much.
Coach, going to put you on hold here real quick. We got to pay some bills, and then we'll come back and we'll get ready to wrap things up with you here on our LCCC Coaches Show. We're talking with Jason Figg, head coach of the Golden Eagles, and our LCCC Coaches Show brought to you by Laramie County Community College. Back in a bit.